Welcome to your daily devotional. August 10th. God cannot look on wickedness. Habakkuk chapter 1 in verse 13. You are of purer eyes than to behold evil and cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he? The book of Habakkuk records prayerful dialogue between the prophet and his God. Here, the question is why the Lord delays punishment of the wicked. The Lord responds in the next chapter that though delayed, just judgment will be accomplished. Near the end of our Bibles, we get a concise and compassionate answer to Habakkuk's question. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 reads, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Just before our Lord gave up the ghost, he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?" All of the sins of the world had been placed upon the sinless Son of God, that they might be put to death. Jesus paid the penalty for our sins at the cross. Because the Father is of purer eyes than to behold evil, he cannot look on wickedness. The Father had to look away from his Son, with whom he had enjoyed perfect fellowship with from eternity past. Let us meditate on three intertwined things today. First, let us consider the enormity of the significance of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for all men. Second, let us consider the certainty of God's justice and rest in that. Third, believers should behold the grace, mercy, and patience of God, that we ourselves have spiritual blessings beyond measure. We all deal treacherously against our God every time we commit a sin of any kind, for there is no one who does not sin. Yet the Lord of pure eyes considers each one of us today, and hears and answers our prayers, just as our God of constancy heard and answered the prayers of the prophet Habakkuk back in his day.